11:45 a.m. No exceptions. It would be sexist, he said, to cut the mothers on the team any slack. Easy for him to say. He had a stay-at-home wife and two full-time nannies to handle his family's morning drill. You know, we each have one. In my case, walk the dog, dress the kids, make breakfast, rinse the dishes, supervise brushing, flossing, and bed-making, look for lost homework, load up backpacks, while at the same time getting myself out of bed, showered, dressed, made up, and out the door. The race continues on the street. Grab a cab, drop Sir Elton at doggy daycare, and deliver the girls to their overpriced early bird program. If I've gotten this far by 7, I'll have just enough time to sprint to the subway at 86th and Lex and shoot down to Fulton Street. Finally, jump off the train, drop a dollar into the Please Feed Me, I'm Hungry ladies' cup, zip into the building, dash toward my elevator bank after a quick stop at Starbucks for coffee light, two sweetened lows, and a bagel to go, and declare victory if my butt hits the chair and the clock hasn't struck 7:45. Technically, my unemployed husband could have handled the morning routine. What I mean is, it would have been physically possible for him to manage it if he didn't insist on sleeping until 9 o'clock. Yeah, I know, I should have been tougher.